This podcast is brought to you by Refix, a natural and organic isotonic drink containing 78 sea minerals. It's available on Amazon UK now, and it's heading to the shelves of all major health food retailers and pharmacies soon. Oh, that is nice.
It is nice. It's really good, though, because when I was talking to the guys at Refix, it kind of marries very well with our brand, because not only is it replacing like your normal kind of sugary isotonic drinks with something that's all natural after training, but also for like things like hangovers.
Important like, for our clients.
Yeah, super important for our clients.
Because a lot of them are hungover when they come into the gym.
They love training.
The flavors are good. That one we've just had now, what is it?
That one was orange and they've got lemon. And then they're bringing out Extreme Hydration, which is mixed with coconut water as well as seawater, because they get the minerals that would normally be added in to a...
Floating around in the sea.
Exactly. They just pull it out of the sea.
78 of them.
It's filtered very, very well.
And it's Spanish sea as well. So...
The cleanest.
Special sea. And also, they do things to help the planet. They do regular beach cleans. They help tidy up our oceans. It's just a great drink and great people. So we're happy to be partnering with them for this podcast.
Our lovely listeners can buy Refix with a little discount, can't they, George?
They can. It is BTL15. And you type that into the discount code on the Refix website and you get 15% off.
That is BTL15.
Refix. Seawater. Sea hydration. Extra slurps. Is that you drink all the time?
Super slurpy. Hey guys, before we get into this episode of Before Lights podcast, here at Before the Lights, we are super supportive of all our friends who are actors and their strike with the Screen Actors Guild. Therefore, we've held on to some of these episodes until the strikes are finished. So some of the stuff they say might be dated or it might have already come out, but we're super grateful for the time they've given us and it's still super interesting chat. So yeah, have a listen and enjoy.
Hey, I'm Dave Hasty.
I'm George Ashwell.
I'm Josh Betteridge.
And I'm Georgia Canavan. And we are Before the Lights.
We work with actors and teams behind the scenes in film, TV and sport to keep their mental and physical health ticking over on and off screen.
On this podcast, we talk to some of them about how they get the most out of their mind and body and everything in between.
Welcome back to the Before the Lights podcast.
Welcome back.
Hello.
We've just actually finished recording with Edward Blumel,
who you may know from Sex Education, Killing Eve, and
Discovery of Witches,
and he's shortly going to be in My Lady Jane, which we talk about quite a lot. And Ed is hilarious. He had us laughing the entire time.
I think the very start of the podcast, he spends a fair chunk of it talking about being a merman.
He does, yeah.
And a horny man,
and how his girlfriend wants him to be more horny on Instagram, which is...
If that won't get you listening,
yeah,
I don't know what
just will. Listen to it, it's great. As often, this podcast is done fresh off the back of a training session.
Fresh off the back of a training session, did a lot of catching a big heavy ball.
Big heavy ball, throwing and catching.
Sometimes it's good to just bring it back to basics.
It really was.
And just be about catching a big heavy ball. There's a lot of big bits of machinery in there, but...
No, we just want the big ball. I'm going to throw it at you. You're going to catch it.
Sounds like hanging out with my son. He's one, basically.
Regular balls are probably pretty heavy. So he's doing the same. I did the workout of a toddler.
I bought him a foam ball and he just eats it.
Well, that's...
Like a dog.
I did that as well today with the big heavy
ball. Just took a little nibble out of it.
Tried to take a bite.
Jaw strength training.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It works. Is this part of the podcast? Are we going?
Yeah. We are recording.
We're not going to. We're making. No.
We're
use
making
all of
gold.
This. Don't use any of the actual stuff.
Yeah. That's fine.
I just want a
contractually
podcast.
Obliged to not edit anything.
Yeah, perfect.
Just start.
I want a podcast.
Let it run.
That you edit out all of the interesting stuff. Yeah. And it's just hard cuts to us fumbling.
You've listened before.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I'm going to get stuck into the introduction.
Please.
I'd like to welcome to the podcast today's guest, Edward Blumel. Many of the listeners will know Ed from Killing Eve, Sex Education and Discovery of Witches, to name a few shows.
Hey, frog face, did you miss me?
Okay, I've probably just...
Okay.
What was my girlfriend?
Girlfriend?
Stop it.
Sorry, Zora, who's the dickhead?
My brother.
What?
Oh, sis, did you not tell Action Man about me?
Where the fuck have you been?
Houston. Texas. Trained to be an astronaut.
I've lost my keys.
Some will know Ed as one of Instagram's most engaging personalities.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah, it's, you know, my Instagram in general, I was having a panic the other day because I was like, my engagement's down. And my girlfriend, Mary Beth, was like, you need to post more horny stuff. I was like, I don't know if that's the direction I want to really go down.
Just for her.
At the moment. Yeah, well, I can send it. I was like, I can send it directly to you with the horny stuff.
No, she wants the world to know.
She's like, no, this is, I'm, you know, she's very giving, sharing person.
Yeah, obviously.
She was like, I want everyone to see.
I would say you've ventured into the world of the horny stuff with the, I saw a picture of you dressed as a merman.
As a merman, that sort of quite specific horny stuff for the mermaid people out there, which they are there. There's certainly a market for it.
Somebody DM'd me to ask me if I would be a mermaid at their birthday party.
Really?
What did they offer?
They offered me £500 an hour.
Oh, that's an hour.
I love that you just, yep, £500 an hour, and definitely not enough money.
Not enough money.
I thought you were going to say £500
if you wanted to.
I'll pay them to let me come to a party dressed as a mermaid. Did they see your Instagram and were like, okay, obviously she's like a trainer, she can swim? Because that's what's important. Because
and
to be fair, the hair. Yeah,
did you get in the water without legs?
It's really, really hard. It's like a completely different type. I'm sort of like, you know, this is me being very vulnerable here. I'm a very poor swimmer.
You're in a room of.
I am too.
Like,
don't worry.
It really is. It's never, for me, swimming is a life skill, not a sport. It's so like, if I can stay my head above water, 100%. I'm a good swimmer. And that's agreed. Like where it ends.
I described learning to swim in this country as. They sign you off when you learn not to drown.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly.
And then you go to another country where everyone's just like front crawling the way across everything.
That's where I'm at. But my girlfriend's family were very, very sort of big swim family. It was at their house that they had for Mary Beth's nieces, these mermaid outfits. And I was like, well, they're very stretchy, so they do fit anyone, really.
Okay.
So we put them on, but it was, I was not graceful. It was the sort of situation of like, are we going to lose it? Like watching the pool being like, is that,
that silent pause of like laughter.
Yeah, everyone's like,
is he going to die?
I don't know if
someone should jump in.
I sort of, I'm happy to do doggy paddle, let alone bus fly with my legs tied together by a lycra mermaid.
And did one of Mary Beth's nieces jump in and save you?
Do you know what? They were very encouraging in the whole thing.
Good.
They were very lovely because they were like,
yeah, like fish. Yeah.
Sorry, that doesn't read on a podcast. Wiggling gracefully.
There is a camera. We'll use that bit.
Swimming like a mermaid.
Swimming like a mermaid, yeah.
Wiggling gracefully. I've seen Little Mermaid. I know what you mean.
Yeah. You can all picture it.
You're quite a recent addition into the BTL family, aren't you? I think
we've known about you for a while, but it took you a while to show up.
We sort of coyly flirted with each other.
We did. We met at a pub.
We went on pub dates.
Yeah.
We did. And you saw my body and you're like, we've got to do something about it.
Yeah, look at that merman.
We need to get him
in the gym.
I need to get him in the gym pronto. And
it was the build up to My Lady Jane.
It was the build up to My Lady Jane.
Amazon show.
On Amazon Prime.
Do we know when it's coming out yet? No idea.
There's a lot of top secret CGI that has to happen. I've got started coming to the gym because it was very clear that the way that the character was written was that he was like often naked and always sexy.
I've got one box.
Often naked. I can do that.
Yeah.
That's something I indulge in.
That's your
always
bio,
sexy.
Bio on Instagram.
Yeah, often naked, always sexy. I would say, but when I got the job, the sexiness was definitely on much more of a sort of hit and miss basis. So I came to you guys.
Yeah.
Can you give a little brief rundown of what the show is for people that don't know?
My Lady Jane is a sort of historical fantasy drama / comedy dramedy about the life of the very short-lived in real life Queen Jane Grey of England.
10 days.
Excellent.
10 days.
All she lasted.
Mm-hmm.
She only lasted as queen in 10 days.
Yeah, yeah.
She was alive for 10 days.
Yeah.
She's a 10.
She was. Yeah, she didn't make it past 2 weeks of life.
Yeah.
She was tiny. It's heavily fictionalised.
An awful
and,
TV show.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. It's heavily fictionalised and really fun. Everybody involved in it is world class.
Excellent.
So it was really fun, and we filmed it for about 7 months, and it was gorgeous.
That was a great synopsis.
Thanks.
It was.
I'm gonna have to get used to that. This is the first time I've talked about it, so I feel like there will be a time when it comes out that what I just said is going to be like, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
It's going to have to.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be the routine. Away.
We get the original cut though. We like that.
I just like what we used to call it in the gym, just sexy tutors.
Sexy tutors.
Sexy
yeah.
tutors is a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
There's some sexy tutors in it. One of which supposed to be me. And then there's lots of other sexy tutors.
Yeah, well, we became sexy tutors because after delivering with you, you went back sexy, that we got asked to do more of the sexy tutors.
You went back so sexy that they sent us like five
more people to make sexy.
They said, please.
Five more tutor dweebs.
Get them all.
I don't know.
All right, we'll
ended up with lots of sexy tutors for the last week of filming. Everyone was super sexy.
So if you listen to this podcast and you want to be a sexy tutor, shoot a message into the DMs and we'll get.
Whereas if you want to be a sexy Victorian or we don't want to do it.
Not interested.
Tudors only, please.
Merman. We'd think about merman, but
we'd think about merman just out of interest, but it's very different.
Touched on it earlier. You weren't really a gym goer. Said you'd like started coming to the gym when you came in to see us.
I just ran. I've always just ran, but I'd never been to a gym at all. First session ever was with yours.
Literally hadn't done it at all.
I think one time at school we were given like a tutorial on how to use a gym. But I mean, I'm talking when I was like 13.
Yeah.
So the last time I went to the gym was when
I think when you came in, you were like less clear about that. You think you're comfortable with it now. When you first came in, you're like, I know what I'm doing. I can do that.
I was trying to blend my way a little bit. Like, of course, I've seen a weight before.
Yeah. You did a good job of it though.
You did. Like, yeah, he picked it up quick.
Duck to water.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Merman to water.
No, that would have been a lot of bad.
My merman to water is not.
Yeah,
good.
You're not your merman.
No, I've enjoyed it. And as expected, and as everyone said, they were like, oh, you'll finish the job and you will not want to stop going to the gym.
That's how we operate.
You had a two-week hiatus.
I had a two-week hiatus.
Involved and quite a lot of beer and...
It was, yeah.
Some lions, some beer.
That was lions, not lines.
Lions.
And then some beers. And then, I came back after 2 weeks, ready to carry on, but with nothing to really aim for. But that was
now it's sexy maintenance, which is what we're all up. Horny maintenance.
For my horny rebrand.
Do we need to speak to Mary Beth about the Instagram direction and what she sees for it? And
she's already sent me some details into that in terms of prep? She's already... She can draft up some PowerPoints.
We need some mood boards.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And we can see what we can do.
We can't get you too big, though, because then you won't fit in any of your... vast collection of extremely tight football shirts.
That is true, actually. That is true.
They weren't as tight when he turned up, though.
He only just... He's like you're like a Dumba Traore now.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Just oil up your arms to get into him.
Intentionally
my whole body.
To slide into them.
But I would say, like, with that as a joke, but you did change
massively.
Dramatically.
Yeah, I did. Quite quickly, and then I sort of plateaued, and now I stayed the same, but in a nice way.
But now you've hit that lovely point where you can... You look like you go to the gym, but you also like to have a few pints of Guinness.
It's the perfect balance.
And you're in this sweet spot. That's life.
That's what I quite like. I still do run, but the reason I ran was because I was like, I want to live a life where I can drink lots of pints and look nice. Mm. I've never been someone, I don't know what it would take. I'd have to take probably a very big acting job with a lot of money to make me do the proper thing.
The Wolverine.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to be the person. I don't quite have the discipline to do it. I like having fun a lot sometimes. Have you guys ever had to get someone like that? Because I feel like you work really well with like lots of people that I know that are sort of similar to me.
That's our kind of, our wheelhouse is teaching people how to look good.
Yeah.
And maintain it and keep it and like, and keep the kind of health level good.
We like to keep the fun levels up in the gym as well. If it all gets too Superman, then it's just a bit much, isn't it?
But we haven't really done big. We've done like incredibly small a couple of times, as in like because the role is
getting
someone ill or someone whatever. We've done that a couple of times, which is equally as tough. But yeah, no big. Maybe your next role will be us doing that.
It just becomes massive. Absolutely.
Imagine how much.
But I'm only going to do it going on the Pilates machine.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
you know you love it.
Just me and Georgia. Sun up to sundown on the Pilates machine. I just end up the most limber man in the world.
You've been on it, right?
Yeah, I love it.
You've been on it.
I love it. Apart from, I have to concentrate so hard when I'm on it. Like all chat disappears from me.
That's how it's meant to be.
I know. But I was like, oh god, I don't have any jokes.
That's why Georgia...
I was definitely like, I've got to make Georgia laugh. And I was like, I've got nothing. I'm just sweating and I'm dead silent.
when you were in the process of getting sort of into being in the gym, mm-hmm. and it was in that kind of phase of we were really trying to bulk you up.
Yeah.
What was that like as an experience, having like literally never done it before?
I thought that was quite hard, because I definitely, when I look at myself in the mirror with my top off, you know, six times a day, I do really notice any change, especially getting a bit squidgy or a bit soft. And you know, I definitely think it's in like a healthy way. I'm never like super stressed about it, but it does, like, I will notice it and I will think about it. It was a big change for me to like have to let go of it. And specifically, I remember like being told, like, don't go on any super long walks, don't go on your runs, and like all of that sort of stuff. Because I'm definitely sort of like, have got like an addiction to the running and things like that.
When you run like that much, not that you run crazy amount, but you've got a routine of it. When you don't do it, you feel there's like a little guilty feeling, or like you feel like I'm going to lose all of my running fitness.
Absolutely. And it becomes like, I realized in that time, like how much I rely on it as like a meditative thing. And like, I don't run with music, and like I always find running is like a really important thing for like just like sorting my head out a bit and things like that. So I suddenly missed loads of different things that I would do, like get from some of those like more cardio based things. And then at the same time, I was like noticing that like my trousers didn't fit for a bit, and I was like, this is interesting. But it was nice to know that like on the horizon was the obvious change. And actually, I did learn to actually enjoy being a bit of a different shape. It was quite fun. I look at photos of me now and it's like, it's not crazy, but there's just like, I've just got a bit of a fat neck, which is fine. But like, that's the first place it always goes on me. It's just a wide neck.
People would give for your wide neck.
Hey, I've got a massive head, to be fair. So it's like, it's clear that it's like, it just, if anything, I was probably better. My neck was thank goodness for this. And finally, like,
running around.
Really struggling.
Running around Camden Common.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a big change for me. But then I did get used to it and sort of learned to enjoy being a bit thick for a bit. And then I was tiny for a bit. Mm. And now I'm back to medium. Mm. For me, of course. This is tiny changes. But it was like, it was interesting, like letting go to stuff that I think I probably like quite sort of held on to, and actually realizing that a lot of it just doesn't really matter.
Mm. And changes occur. You change quick. It doesn't take that long.
Yeah.
As long as you're consistent. Mm. Absolutely.
Did you ever find that like, anything, because a lot of people find going to the gym and lifting weights can be that sort of meditative part. Did it replace the running, or did it work in any way?
He was too busy trying to make us laugh.
Yeah, I was too busy trying to make you guys laugh. Like desperately performing. I found actually what replaced it, because what I quite like about a gym is, and being with you guys is always it being like, I quite like the social aspect. I like chatting through it and like it being quite sort of like light. I actually found the traveling to and from the gym is where I got the message.
The new thing, that's what a lot of people said. Kaya said the same thing when on her episode. She loved the like reading a book or whatever. Mm. And it's that like, you know, it's a 45 minute time. Do all you need to do.
Yeah, one of the things I remember when like my mates who go to you guys and stuff, one of the things that they would talk about was like, the fact they'd be like, oh, but you do have to like go, 35 minutes in? And I remember being like, oh, that sounds a bit annoying. But actually, having done it and being forced to do it for the job, I was like, oh, it's like great. And yeah, I did get both of those things. And then it means that while I'm actually in the gym, I can chat and piss about while exercising, instead of like you guys training like the Terminator and me being like in the zone.
Pilates Z. That's Pilates Z.
Yeah, that is Pilates Z.
Do you think that having then got used to that as like a little bit of a routine in terms of coming to the gym, would you consider it like that's just part of what you do now? You had your running before.
Yeah.
Now, like, some form of resistance training
definitely
slots into that lifestyle now.
Yeah, like, I'm not like a marathon runner or crazy runner, but it's like,
you'd like regularly do 10Ks.
Yeah. So I used to do three 10Ks a week, basically.
It's quite a lot of running.
So I was like, and now I will do three sessions with you guys and one 10K a week. Mm-hmm. But if you just run, I think it really does take a toll, possibly when you're a bit older.
It's a lot.
So it was really nice to be able to have a reason to like, I was struggling because, as we've established, a terrible swimmer, and people always say they're like they're like a great thing to do instead of running is swimming, and but like, you put me in a pool doing legs, I'm really gonna struggle. So I was like, so it's been nice to sort of like Lady Jane sort of sending me to you guys was a really good way of me being like, oh, this is a great alternate thing that I feel good at the end of the week if I've done three sessions with you guys in a run, I'm feeling lovely.
Mm. And the Pilates.
And the Pilates, of course. When I'm allowed in the back room.
Yeah.
The Pilates
not often,
room. It's not often. No. Special.
Only if you wear your horny necklace.
Yeah, of course, my horny necklace. I have a necklace that just says the word horny on it.
Yeah, you do.
It's a thing, so I'm going to make it up.
To give some context.
To give some context, that Mary Beth bought me. She's been planning this.
Yeah, she has.
This is
really... She's been planning this rebrand for ages.
When did she buy the horny?
She bought it for Christmas.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, that's months.
Something to say. It's all like her plan is all falling into shape. She's all working.
She's like Darren Brown of fixing your Instagram.
Like
she's trying to like
subliminally messaging for so long.
Shall we ask Ed for his embarrassing story?
Yes, I do have an embarrassing story. I actually have loads. I had to like flip through the and I went through the filing cabinet.
Normally people are like, I don't know, would that be funny?
Yeah, I was like, too awful, slightly incriminating. No, like, no, there is.
You told us one that's basically that on the walk over here. We won't bring it up.
What have I already told you on the walk over? I did tell you on the walk over.
Involved taking a wee.
Oh yeah, I did involve having a wee. I've actually got a few that involve having a wee from sort of quite a variety of age ranges. I got kicked out of Cardiff John Lewis, which isn't where you're expecting that to go, is it?
No.
I got kicked out of Cardiff John Lewis during COVID time. I want to preface this by saying I was, other than this, very respectful of the rules of COVID.
other than this.
Apart from this one time I let myself down and everybody around me, because I saw a pair of jeans in John Lewis that I really wanted to try on, and they had a very clear rule that there was no changing rooms because it was during COVID.
Okay.
And you had to buy the jeans. And then if you didn't like them, you had to take them back.
Was that a thing?
Yeah.
You're still bringing them back, so it's kind
you're
of
still bringing
pointless.
Them back. So these are exactly my dark. The devil on my shoulder was saying all this stuff. They were like, look, how is this going to be better? I've got a better idea, which is I'm going to go over to a quiet corner in John Lewis I'm going to try on the jeans. So I went over to the quiet corner in John Lewis. It was in the homeware section. And but you know where they've got
so
like all this,
the biggest mirror.
Nice. You know they've got that like set up of like they've got like fake, almost like fake kitchens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So there was quite a lot of cover. There was like counters and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I put on the jeans. At which point, like clearly, someone had spotted me. There's like a guy. There's a guy in his pants, and they probably think I'm like, yeah. So a woman came over. By this point, I had completely put the jeans on and like closed them. And so I was standing with the jeans on, but like with my socks out and my shoes off. And I like.
And your other pair of trousers on the floor.
I had them sort of like scrunched up in my arm. And I like tried to play it off as like. I would like try to play it off as if they were my jeans.
So you were
and
trying
I was
to
just
steal
carry,
them.
And I was just like standing with jeans, like looking at the Le Creuset mugs. And I was like, hey, like what's up? And they were like, she was like, I think. Just so you know, you're not allowed to try things on in here. And I was like, yeah, I know that. Like, what? Why are you
really
telling
crying.
Me that? I'm obviously looking at mugs. And sort of was like, just
obviously
a bit like...
looking at mugs.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm going red and I'm like clearly guilty. But like, I don't think she really had the sort of like... She didn't want to like embarrass me by being like, we know you've been trying them on. So she doesn't say anything. Mm-hmm. She leaves, at which point I'm like... I've got to get these jeans off and back into my other jeans before I leave.
God.
So I go to another section of the store on a different floor. And again,
she left you to just walk around.
She left. So I go to another section of the store and I'm like, I think I'm going to get away with it. And I do it again. And this time I do get caught in the act in my pants.
In
the
pants.
And they are like, you have to leave. And I was like, I need to get... I'm so sorry, I need to get my jeans back on, my actual jeans. Because, like, the pain of the story is I didn't even like the jeans.
I would like to say there are
lots of pairs of Levi's I do like.
And that particular pair.
And they are a good brand. This one just wasn't for me. So then they had to escort me to the closed changing
rooms. Have you got your
rooms.
Trousers on at this point?
they escort me over. It's like nearby, and they're like to put my to put.
Were there
my
other guilty
on.
Men in there?
Just no, they locked me up. So they basically take me round and to put my trousers on. I'm like, just let me put them on here. I put them on, and
surely it's worth parading a man around in his pants.
Yeah, to be clear, it wasn't miles
on.
From where my second point was.
Right, okay.
Did you have? Were they good pants to be caught in?
They were.
Because everyone
were
has
right
like
pants.
Nice pants.
Yeah, nice pants you want to be seen in. And
they were
some other
they
pants.
Were Calvin Klein's. I can remember. Okay. They were Calvin Klein's. They were, but they nice were ones. Yellow ones.
Oh, there. Mm. See, that's where.
Do you know what I mean?
They're the ones you pick
it's
up.
Nearly,
when you,
it's
run out the
it's
nice
washing
ones.
Day. It's nearly good.
They were part of a multi-pack that you didn't want.
Yeah, exactly. It was part of a colourful multi-pack,
and they were the worst.
And
ones
they were the bad
thought.
Ones.
Yeah.
If you get caught in the white Calvin Klein's,
that's fine.
Worst things have happened. So I've got. I was like, I wonder if there's like a blurry picture of me in my pants, like on the notice board in the back, being like, "Do not let this man."
This would also be something that ends up on the Daily Mail for sure.
Yeah. It could be. I did have a moment being like, look, as I watched it, I was like, I've been on TV a few times, but I was like, I'm really glad I haven't been on TV more times. Because I think I got away with that one. There was no sort of like glint in the eye, no knowing look, and I was like. Okay.
Yeah.
No one who's looked like there. They might have seen my episode of Holby City. I was like, sweet. I did. That's my embarrassing story of
that's
getting caught
good.
Twice, taking my trousers off and then sort of paraded around John Lewis in my pants.
There is one other story which I think is great that you talked about in the gym one time, which involved a trip to watch the ice hockey in New York, I think.
Yeah, it was New York Knicks.
And was there?
It's not the Knicks. That's the base. That's I've also done that.
The basketball
team. It was
team.
The who were the ice hockey team? The Rangers.
That's Rangers. That's it.
Yeah.
And were you spotted? Were you put on the screen?
I was put on the Jumbotron, but again, not quite famous enough for it.
Mm.
What
I'm
happened?
Really on it. Well, they were sort of like. So I've been very lovely. Like it was very lovely that I sort of through like my manager, I managed to get a ticket. Like in the like box, which was really fun, but like I said, just because when I got confused a second ago and I went to the Knicks, he had also previously got me to go to the Knicks, and they're both at Madison Square Gardens because they're amazing at just setting up an ice rink.
I don't get it.
And they basically at that one it was super chill. I was just there, cool. Got to enjoy it. And at this one, suddenly a camera was put in my face and they were like, we're going on the Jumbotron in 5, 4, 3. And I was like, And then I looked up to see my face. Looking up and seeing my face. And I was like, panicking. I like tried to be like funny and chug my drink, but I only had like half an inch of beer left.
Oh,
so I was
no.
like, legend. It's actually so easy. Sort of chugged my drink, panicked. And then there was sort of like, but also when they like announced, they were like, and Edward Blumel's here. There was sort of like a murmur of like, from the entire Madison Square Garden. Everything just went a bit like,
they're like, oh, it's that guy from
No, it's just the sound of everyone getting their phone out and typing in Edward
Blumel. Typing in Edward Blumel. Do we know him? They're like, oh yeah, he was, because it had just come out after Killing Eve season 4 had come out. Which sort of made sense, but I was a big part in Killing Eve season 2, like 3 years previously.
Yeah.
And I was in Killing Eve season 4 for like 25 seconds. So like, I don't think it'd been enough to like jolt anyone's memory. And yeah, it was quite strange. And then someone, I then got tagged in a tweet by the New York Rangers being like, they clearly do it for everyone who goes on the Jumbotron, being like, and Edward Blumel is here. And there was just a load of replies being like, who?
But you're looking at them.
Yeah.
You're scrolling through
them
going, did anyone see Killing
Eve? I'm replying individually to each one with my CV.
By the way,
here's my Wikipedia page.
I see you also follow this person. I know them.
Yeah. I've been in Holby City.
Yeah, there you go.
Was that the start of your acting career?
It was my second job ever.
Second job.
It is a real gateway.
Everyone's been in it.
Lovely atmosphere on
set.
Really
fun. Were you injured, ill, or were you like a family member of someone that was?
I'll tell you, George. I played a character called Dexter, who had been... Actually, there's a little bit of relevance to the gym in this. Dexter had been trying to break into his stepmother's house, who he hates.
Of course.
And change trousers.
In his pants. He had climbed onto the conservatory roof to try and break in.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Had fallen through the roof. On top of his stepmum, who was doing Pilates.
Oh,
that is a real
full circle.
There we go. Did you make her laugh?
Yeah, I tried.
And do you both get injured?
We were both, yeah, in hospital beds next to each other. Mm. And obviously, you know,
the
tension of the episode was that we hate each other. Yeah, she's my horrible stepmom. Mm. I'm the annoying sort of, I think I was playing teenage. I think I was playing like 18. The annoying like 18-year-old stepson who is, you know, a prick. And,
you've really sold
it. I just fell through the ceiling.
It was good. I ruptured my spleen.
Wow.
It's a big
one. It was good. I
spent half the episode under anaesthetic, which is actually a pretty chill day at work.
Yeah, can you just lie down here for us? Yeah. I can.
But they put
the whole day, sure.
Because there's that weird thing with Holby City and Casualty that they're both like, my mum was obsessed with them, and they're like out of nowhere quite gory. Mm. Like you think you're just watching a soap, and then they do like quite detailed like surgery scenes. I was actually lying with like a perfect remake of my chest on top of my chest, so they could cut into it, and that was actually quite. They had like every hair and every mole was perfect.
In the right place. I was like,
you don't need to do every mole. No one knows what my chest looks like.
You should like six pack, please.
Yeah. I actually, because my mum was such a big fan, I managed to keep it a secret from her that I was in it because I knew she'd watch it.
Amazing. How many days were you working on it?
Oh, I was in for like 2 weeks, yeah. And then I just kept it quiet for like 3 months because it's a fairly quick turnaround. And I wish it was a better story and I wish we'd done it, but like 2 days before someone gave it away to me.
Oh,
so annoying. But
were you going to try and be at home and just be like, oh, should we watch Holby City?
Yeah, literally great. I'm just going to watch Holby City with you tonight. And then I was going to pop up. Hey, but it got messed up. But you know, you win some and
who ruined it?
You lose some.
Should we out them live on the podcast?
I genuinely think it was an ex-girlfriend's mum.
Wow.
Ex-girlfriend's mum.
It was the start of a very busy career, though.
Yeah.
But I'd say all the people that have been in recently, you are just a man who's just boom, 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 job to job at the moment.
Yeah.
I find interesting because I always want to know how you mentally change if you've been doing something for such a long time. Are you able to just leave the set of a job and be like, done with that now?
Yeah.
And go and to be a different character.
Yeah, I find that quite easy. I love acting, but I don't really get so involved in it that overtakes my life.
Yeah.
So I find it quite simple. Also, if you were to watch my back catalogue, Dave, you would realise that a lot of my characters are very similar to each other.
Handsome man in different parts of history.
There are sort of two types of actor. There are sort of the chameleons who are amazing at acting, and then there are just guys who are good at saying the lines and sort of being in the right place at the right time and being right for that character. So I feel like generally going from character to character is sort of not that wild because it's there's always a bit of a through line between them all.
You haven't had the crazy challenge yet, is what you're saying. You haven't had some sort of
Gollum or something.
Yeah. Well, I've been working on a script about a about
it's
a merman.
One of his many.
Yeah. And I think we need to talk about it.
And all the swimming scenes must be real.
Really?
it's very important.
The merman that couldn't swim. Yeah.
Actually, we
got that.
You know, there are some people that sort of I think mold themselves to the character, and then there's some people that mold the character to themselves. And I would say I'm probably in the latter half.
It sounds good.
Yeah,
I have to think about it to
that's
understand
a talent
what it means,
itself.
But it sounds good.
But yeah. So I hope that makes sense.
Absolutely.
You can listen back to it a few times.
I'm sure it's way more simple. I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's also what he does. He just mesmerizes you with his words.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great.
It's been
fun.
Absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
Great fun.
This has been
very much
a treat.
Enjoyed that.
Thank you so much.
What's coming up for you?
I'm currently filming another period drama called Belgravia. That is. This time Victorian, so actually I do Victorians.
You do, yeah. We don't know.
I'm sorry. Which is Victorian, and there's been a season of it already, and this second season is set 30 years after the first season, so it's sort of like an anthology sort of situation, but about the same family. Mm-hmm. The lead was sort of like a baby in the last one. And yeah, it's really fun and very sort of like more of a classic period drama. There's no sort of strange fantasy elements in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been lovely, really fun. And I'm halfway through that at the moment.
I hope that now that we know you're a Victorian, I'm going to say we'll let you back into the gym.
Does that mean we have to let all the Victorians in, though? Because I don't know if I'm
going to make an exception to this one.
Get them in.
It depends how sexy you make him, otherwise we'll probably get a call from them and get loads more sexy Victorians to do as well.
I was thinking about it. I was like, can he be... He's supposed to be a doctor. And I was like,
can he be a sexy doctor?
Can he be a sexy doctor? And they're like, it's not really that kind of... They're like, you literally are like 95% body covered for the entire show. And I'm like... Yeah, I just think it would be important for my character if he was ripped underneath.
Yeah. Or if Mary Beth has anything to do with it, a horny doctor.
That's a whole different show.
He is actually quite horny, which is it's good. It's important to represent horny people through the ages.
It really is.
They've always been there.
I'm just doing my bit.
Yeah.
And that's all I can do.
For that, we thank you.